A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
I woke up one day and I couldn't stand on my foot.
It was back in 2006, says Kelly O'Neill Young, that her then undiagnosed disease began spreading quickly throughout her body.
It wasn't much longer before it was my shoulders and then my knees.
And then
it spread like two sets of dominoes symmetrically through my joints.
Young went in search of answers, and within the year, she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
I was treated aggressively with a good doctor, but he didn't respond to treatment. And my disease continued to progress.
Increasingly, she found herself in a lot of pain. Imagine, says Young, having a sprained ankle or a tennis elbow or a torn rotator cuff, and then
imagine having them in every joint in your body at the same time while you live with the flu that makes you very tired and it makes it very difficult to move.
That, says Young, is what life with RA can be like, and at least for now, there is no cure.
The goal for RA is to have a well-controlled disease.
Unfortunately, as Young discovered, the path to that goal can be very unclear. And that's why in 2009, she launched RAWarrior.com, a website chock full of resources to help people better understand and manage RA.
There are very carefully labeled tags and topics so that people can pick up whatever it is that they need.
RA Warrior quickly grew and grew, but looking to do even more, this determined mother of five founded a nonprofit in 2011.
The mission of the Rheumatoid Patient Foundation is to improve the lives of people with rheumatoid disease.
To learn more about how Kelly O'Neill Young is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.